For 11 days now, search teams have been combing the ocean off Australia's west coast for the wreckage of Flight 370 and found nothing. Oceanographer Charitha Patiarachi described the difficult conditions in the southern Indian Ocean.
It's one of the most hostile and remote areas in the world. It's the region that we call the Roaring Forties. It's very strong winds and big waves.
Thursday, new satellite images showed large objects floating in the water, sparking hopes that debris from the Boeing 777 would soon be found. But on Friday came the news that the search crews had been looking in the wrong place. Investigators took another look at the flight data and decided the plane had probably crashed 700 miles northeast of where they'd originally thought. We flew with an Australian team as they scoured the new search area on Saturday and spotted only fishing buoys, ropes, and a pod of dolphins. A Chinese search ship retrieved other objects spotted from the air, only to discover it was garbage. The case has left aviation experts like Jeff Thomas perplexed.
This is the most confused, contradictory, frustrating search investigation I've ever come across.
What investigators really want to find are Flight 370's black boxes or flight recorders. A black box locator flown in by the US Navy was loaded onto a ship today and will reach the new search area in the next 48 hours. For Sunday Morning, I'm Holly Williams in Perth.